Phone Boy Speaks, episode 136, not Robert Scoble. And what's a first for me, anyway, is I got some audio feedback from Scott Wilsey of Pocket Size Podcast and Not Speeding in Reverse, and I've been on both of his podcasts. Hey, what a cool thing. So I guess it's time to return the favor. He submitted some audio feedback to me, which was referring to some of the comments I'd made about Robert Scoble on a previous podcast.
Regarding you being Robert Scoble, no, I don't think so. Ask yourself these simple questions. Have I sold every last remaining shred of dignity and self-respect that I ever had in exchange for a few additional readers, eyeballs, whatever? Answer, no. Ah, great. I am not Robert Scoble.
I will list one other way that I'm not Robert Scoble. I don't post pictures of myself in the shower on the internet. But let's get serious for a moment. I mean, Robert Scoble is definitely paid to generate a lot of attention, I guess. I mean, he generates a lot of attention just because he's Robert Scoble. I don't know, right? I mean, he does his thing, and I'm not jealous by it because at least I can have conversations with people and not get just flooded with with things. So I can actually keep up with it and maintain some sort of a life. I don't think I could live my life as publicly as he does, but the way we use social media is different, and that's another topic I've brought up. And Scott left some feedback on that as well.
Social media use, you said that you tend to be more of a broadcaster, and that brought up the Robert Scoble comparison, which is thankfully not true, or I wouldn't be listening to you at all, and I wouldn't be talking to you on Twitter and ADN.
Well, thank you, Scott. That's nice of you to say.
Yeah, I do a lot of broadcasting on Twitter, where I mostly retweets, and then I do broadcast a few things, but I have conversations there too. But for me, honestly, the utility of Twitter is that mix. It is people, you can have conversations with them, but it's a lot of ideas and links and information being passed back and forth.
Yeah, and that's what I've always liked about Twitter. Twitter's always been a very flexible medium. I mean, it was designed very much as we have 140 characters, and all of the goodness that's come on top of Twitter has been added over the years, the link shortening, which is maybe not so great, but a lot of the stuff that we sort of take for granted today, yeah, it's all goodness. And yeah, there's a lot of information that passes back and forth on Twitter. I used to call it a fire hose, and I guess technically Twitter still calls it the fire hose when you're getting access to all the data, but it's good to get a sense for what is going out there in the world. And I consider Twitter kind of a signaling mechanism that people use. Now, meanwhile, Scott also goes on to talk about app.net and some of the differences between app.net and Twitter.
I don't want to, this might come off wrong, don't take it that way, but people, I feel like when I'm getting close to people, when people are my friends, you can tell because nobody feels compelled to say, oh, how are you? How are you doing? You know, you don't have to start over at square one each time. You don't have to build the log cabin before you can become president. You just get on with it. You assume that there's a level of relationship there. And I kind of like that. And so one thing I don't like about ADN is it feels overly polite and chit-chatty to me sometimes. And I know that sounds wrong. And given the fact that I can be too abrupt and maybe rude, sometimes I probably am the last person that should be advocating less politeness. I'm not saying for people to be rude. I'm just saying I want to be able to pick up conversations without having to say good morning, good night. Oh, I have to leave. You know, you see a lot of that. Oh, I have to go now. It's like, why do you have to tell people that? It's social media. If you stop answering, they must have a clue that you've gone off to do something else because you have a life. You know, And I understand that's just part of the culture. Maybe people feel compelled, maybe they don't. But if they do, that's the part of it that bugs me.
Well, you're right, Scott. It is part of the culture. I mean, we are trying to welcome more people into app.net. And so it seems to me that when the community is smaller, that those sorts of pleasantries are exchanged perhaps more. I don't see it very often on Twitter anymore. I used to in the early days, but and I still exchange those pleasantries with people every once in a while. But it does give the place a different feeling, and if you're not into that kind of conversation, I understand. That's just, but it is part of the culture, and we to sort of bring this back to Scoble. I mean, Scoble makes his living on the internet, right? And he has an audience. He has to build that audience. I mean, Scott, you and I, and probably most of the people that listen to this podcast, we're just doing this for different reasons. Maybe we are trying to build an audience, but we're not, you know, it's not our living, right? We're just doing it to have a good time or to socialize or whatever the reason is. And I think, you know, that's part of the reason that that some of the folks on ADN do that community stuff is because they're trying to build a community and trying to essentially support the community so that it continues to grow and such. And so, yeah, perhaps being overly polite is a way to put it. So, all right, I know I've gone over my 5 minutes, and I didn't use everything that you sent, Scott, but I've actually got a little bit more. Maybe we'll do the Apple Maps thing another time. But in any case, if you want to send me feedback, you are, of course, welcome to do so. You can shoot it to me in email like Scott did, or you can, you can post it somewhere and send me a link through one of the various social media services that I use.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.